What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 454. In this episode, I'll discuss an article comparing respiratory events with Sugammadex versus neostigmine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode454. The title of the article for the show is Neostigmine versus Sugammadex for Reversal of Neuromuscular Blockade and Effects on Reintubation for Respiratory Failure or Newly Initiated Non-Invasive Ventilation. The lead author is Martin Krauss, and this was published in Anesthesia and Analgesia, November 2019. Occasionally, after surgery, where a patient received a neuromuscular blocker, the patient may have residual blockade that results in reintubation and an unexpected night spent in the ICU. Neostigmine has been the standard treatment to prevent this from occurring, and it is significantly less expensive than using Sugammadex. Using an interrupted time series design, the authors of this study tested whether proportions of reintubation for respiratory failure or new non-invasive ventilation were changed after a system-wide transition of the standard reversal agent from neostigmine to Sugammadex. Adult patients undergoing a procedure with general anesthesia that included pharmacologic reversal of neuromuscular blockade and admission for at least one night were eligible. The primary outcome was defined as a composite of reintubation for respiratory failure or new non-invasive ventilation. Segmented logistic regression models appropriate for an interrupted time series design and adjusting for potential confounders were utilized to evaluate the immediate effect of the implementation of Sugammadex and on the difference between pre-intervention and post-intervention slopes of outcomes. Models containing all parameters and, because there were so many potential confounders, only significant parameters were fitted and reported. So the model containing all parameters was the full model, and then the model that contained only the significant parameters is called the parsimonious model. Over 7,000 patients were included. The composite respiratory outcome occurred in 6.1% in the pre-Sugammadex group, but just 4.2% in the post-Sugammadex group. This resulted in a non-significant decrease in odds ratio for all the groups except in the parsimonious model, which had a significantly lower adjusted odds ratio of 0.66. The authors concluded the system-wide transition of the standard pharmacologic reversal agent from neostigmine to Sugammadex was associated with a reduction in the odds of the composite respiratory outcome. The observation is supported by non-significant within-group time trends and a significant reduction in the intercept level from pre-Sugammadex to post-Sugammadex in the parsimonious logistic regression model, which adjusted for the major covariates. I have been skeptical of Sugammadex in the past because I do not believe it can be relied upon to reverse a can't intubate, can't oxygenate scenario, and because a reduction in OR turnaround time of just a few minutes is not a significant finding. But this study is encouraging news for Sugammadex because the endpoint of reduced respiratory events is clinically meaningful. Using Sugammadex to reverse racheuronium and avoid reintubation and the resulting ICU admission was the logic used to obtain formulary status for Sugammadex at my institution, and this study does support that argument. As the study authors identified a large number of potential confounders, it would be nice to see the study replicated at another institution or a prospective investigation be completed to give further confidence to the results. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.